Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and Hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point radio show and podcast. My name is Kwame Benton, and I'm going to be your host on this Friday, December the 4th, 2020. And we're back once again, as we do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to share with you some information that you probably didn't get from school, and you're definitely not going to get from the major media outlets. And this information that we hope we share will help empower you, motivate you to take control of your family's finance, your future, so that you can live a life of abundance while helping others along the way. And the key to that is the willingness and the desire to help others along the way. Today is Factual Friday. And so we want to just share some facts with you that some of you may not even want to hear. I'm broadcasting this also in the UNIA ACL Division 456 Facebook group, which is a private group for certain individuals who requested to be a part of this group. And the day before yesterday, one of the freedom fighters, who some people label an agent, was arrested by the feds, Grandmaster Jay. And it's allegedly for something that happened back in September. They said that he pointed a weapon at one of the Secret Service agents. Now, from the article that I read, it was a flashlight that was pointed at them that they assumed was attached to a rifle. Now, if this happened at nighttime during a protest, then if they're on top of a roof, how did they see a weapon? Especially if it was a flashlight. So the reason why I'm sharing that today is because we're at war. We are at war, and we've been at war for centuries. As African people here in the United States and all over the planet. Marcus Garvey, the late great Marcus Messiah Garvey, he came not too long ago in his hemisphere to teach us to be proud African people and to learn to love who we are, and so that we can close ranks, so that we can start doing for ourselves what we need to be doing for ourselves and not depending on any outside entity to provide for us our basic necessities in life. And years later, we have not progressed one iota, according to the brother that wrote the book, Powernomics. Now, why is that? Because we have certain people in positions who've been put there by the powers that be that we call gatekeepers. Gatekeepers, you know, who we think are on our side representing us, who want to help us get total freedom and liberation, when in actuality they're working for the enemy. And the enemy is a system called capitalism and imperialism, racism, and the myth of white supremacy. You see, the enslavement of our ancestors was an economic act. At that time, Europe was suffering economically, health-wise, infrastructure. I mean, it was on the end. It was at the end. And the only thing that really saved it was that we showed them how they could navigate over here to this hemisphere. And once they got here, they started doing what they still do today, rape, rob, pillage, steal. And it continues today with our foreign policies, imperialism. And every time a country decides that they want to be self-determining and do for themselves and get from underneath this debt-based monetary system that was created by the Federal Reserve in 2013, this country declares war. You see, in 1971, Richard Nixon, who was the president of the United States, he basically started a war on drugs in 1968, knowing that drugs wasn't the problem. But they had to find a way to neutralize the Black Power movement. And the way they always have done it since the end of physical slavery here in 1865 was use the court system. Use the court system. That's why Grandmaster Jay is arrested, because they know that they can use the court system to stifle, to interrupt, to put an end to any type of progressive freedom that we are striving for. A lot of you probably don't remember Assad Shakur, who's in exile in Cuba. But do you know that she wasn't a terrorist? She wasn't on a terrorist list until we got a so-called black president named Barack Obama, who put her as one of the top 10 terrorists in the country, in the world. And when they made that announcement, when they made that press release, it was black men standing at the podium who made that announcement and upped the brownson on her. Now, the white president couldn't do that, but Obama did, because that was his mission. When Gaddafi was trying to empower the African continent by putting Africa on a gold standard with the gold dinar for our resources, what did he do? He teamed up with his European brothers and sisters and bombed the shit out of Libya. And now it's a war-torn state. Do you know at that time, Libya was at the highest standard of living in Africa? College was free. Medical was free. There were no homeless people. The people didn't revolt against Gaddafi. I believe it was same thing that happened with Patrice Lumumba, CIA operatives and mercenaries overthrew the government. And now we have African people trying to flee to Europe for a better way of life, because what they're actually doing is they're chasing after the resources that were stolen from Africa, the motherland, the greatest continent on the planet, you know, that the European powers continue to stifle, steal, and rape, and rob from our country, our continent. Now, we don't normally really talk about this type of subject because our main goal, not main goal, but one of our major goals is to share with us how we need to create generational wealth and how we need to come from underneath this monetary system. And we have a way. We have a way if people would just embrace the new technology called blockchain technology. Cryptocurrency is the people's money. The U.S. dollar and all the fiat currencies tied to it is the government's money. We have an opportunity to become our own bank using our system with the gold standard partners. This opportunity is the game changer. Right, we're operating right now in over 150 countries, and we haven't even launched this company yet. We're in a soft launch. Okay. Some of you may remember Stokely Carmichael, also known as Kwame Ture. Well, his son, Eric Ture Muhammad, is also a part of this movement. what we're doing is we are recycling our dollars. We're practicing group economics. We're trying to show that there is a better way than working a 9-to-5 or not working at all. But so many people have been so conditioned and programmed to think that they have to trade their physical time to make money instead of building a network of like-minded individuals who want to be free. Free. Most of us think we are free because we can leave our house and go to the store and buy stuff. And we got a job that we get a couple of days off on the weekend. And that's not freedom. Freedom is when you get up, when you feel like getting up, and you don't have to go anywhere unless you want to go. You don't have to worry about robbing Peter to pay Paul because money is not a problem. Because you've learned how to put yourself in a system that's going to generate passive residual income where you can do something one time and get paid over and over and over again by helping others learn that there is a better way. So this is Factual Friday. And I want to encourage anybody who decides they want to watch this short 15-minute video, we keep them 15 minutes, this 15-minute radio show, because, you know, I know a lot of people are busy, and to sit down for 30 minutes or an hour, it takes a lot for some people. But we do presentations 6 days a week at 12 noon and at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a website called goldrocks.info. Brother Eric Ture Muhammad does a live stream every Monday through Saturday at 8 o'clock here on Facebook to share this amazing opportunity. So you can go to his page and learn more about what we're doing. He actually has PowerPoint presentations and shares some amazing videos to try to inspire and motivate and educate us about why this is the game changer and why we all need to participate in this. You know, Marcus Garvey said in the book, Course in African Philosophy, on the first sentence, first chapter, is never stop learning. And it goes on to say, never stop reading. And I want to encourage you to never stop learning. We're in a new age. The industrial age is over. What we're doing now is called business at the speed of light. We're in the business of the 21st century, where we could come together with an open mind, with a desire to help each other and learn to trust each other, like Marcus Garvey came along to teach us, then we wouldn't be in this condition, and we can get out of this condition faster than you can imagine. Because he said that we need to use modern means and technology decades ago. But most of us and a lot of us refuse to. Some people have actually said, well, I'm not doing Facebook. Well, you don't really have to do Facebook to do this business. You don't. There's other ways to plug in. There's other ways to do this. Because if you have a smartphone and a dream, and the desire to have more, and we have what you need. You got a chance to get free. Freedom is what we offer. True freedom, self-determination, where you can live a life of abundance and help others along the way. This is what we offer. And there's going to be a link that I'm going to share where you can register for free. And you can actually make money without spending a dime. But you want these coins. You want our G999 cryptocurrency. Right now, you can get in, do an airdrop, and get 4,999 of these coins for $99 worth of Bitcoin. We're going to become bigger than you can even imagine. Because we have our block, our own exchange. And we already have over 10,000 people in less than 3 days. We've already joined this opportunity. Peace, power, and love.